update.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters.
Keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. Good afternoon, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And on today's show, joining me over Zoom are three individuals. We have twin brothers Daniel and Nick Keys, and we also have their friend Lindsay James. I appreciate you all joining me over Zoom. I'm so used to saying over the phone. It's just been a couple weeks now where we've actually been able to see each other's faces and for people to see my horrific beard. And trust me, I know radio, you can't see it. It's quite horrific. So we're here to talk about a cool initiative that the three of you are undertaking and something that really caught my attention when Daniel, when you had reached out to me. A mental health walk, 100,000 steps. For, you know, just to raise awareness and to hopefully raise some funds to the Canadian Mental Health Association. I'll start off with Daniel, since you're the one who contacted me to come onto the show. And maybe just to start off with the idea, where did this come from?
Yeah, so originally last summer when my friends and I were working in flood restoration, I think we were just naturally being ourselves as athletes and we like challenges. We were just looking up random challenges, and I first pitched the idea to do 100,000 steps in a day because we saw a video of it online, and they first thought I was crazy, and then all of a sudden a couple weeks later they decided, oh, what the heck, I guess we'll do it. So then we decided to do it simply because it was a challenge, it was fun. Funny enough, we decided that we would never do it again, and then here we are. We think that it would be a great idea to support a local cause. We were debating between a few charities, but we thought that mental health local be greatly appreciated given, you know, of course, Fort McMurray dealt with the wildfires, the floods, and of course, COVID. Therefore, I think supporting local in that aspect would benefit the community the most, dealing with like so many atrocities and mental health concerns in the specific region.
Okay, so I just want to clarify, you've done something similar, I guess 100,000 steps before?
Yeah, so last summer we completed 100,000 steps in a day, but we didn't fundraise it. But then, of course, some of our parents and friends and family recommended that we should fundraise this time, and it'd be a great way to fundraise for mental health. So
okay, maybe let's start, go over to Nick. Was this something that you were in the planning with immediately with Daniel? I know he said that conversation started when he was up here helping with the flood. And I know out of the three, you're the only one who was still, I guess, currently in town right now. Was this something that you were in talks with at the beginning, or did your brother have to convince you along the way?
It actually didn't take a whole lot of convincing at all. Like Daniel said last year, our parents were in the midst, because this was really a spur of the moment thing last year. We're like, no, we could do this challenge. And then last year, everyone was saying, oh, why didn't you fundraise? Why didn't you do enough planning and everything? So a couple weeks ago, we didn't really think we would be doing it. But then Lindsay shot a text to Daniel and I, and we decided to start planning it out and start to do some homework and get going on what kind of cause we wanted to do and what date would have been the best choice with all of our schedules.
So is it safe to say, Lindsay, you're the real reason this is going forward, where I feel like I'm a big culprit when I say I want to do something really exciting and then I don't plan for it, and then usually a couple of weeks before I'm supposed to do it, it's like, I'll do it later. Where from what Nick is saying, that a couple of weeks ago you were really messaging them saying, all right, let's actually do this.
Yeah, when we did the challenge last summer, I actually was talking with Daniel and Nick's mom, and she was like, why didn't you guys fundraise or make something out of it? And I was like, I know, I wish we would have, because it was such a challenging thing, and I think it would have gotten a lot of awareness. So I kind of, for a few months, I was kind of thinking to myself, you know, it'll be really hard to do it again. It was really hard the first time, but I think it would be a really good way to raise money for a really good cause. And that's kind of when I was like, you know what? I'm just going to see if Daniel and Nick want to do it again. Even though it was really hard, I know we can do it. So that's kind of what started that. And I reached out to them and they were fully on board right away. And it's been going well ever since.
That's great to hear. And for me, people who know me personally will know that usually I'll take about 100 steps just to go to maybe a fast food restaurant near my office, and that's the extent of my workout a day. And I'm curious, now that you guys have already done 100,000 steps, can you put into terms about just how far that actually is?
Yeah, I would love to. So after we completed it, in realistic terms, it was roughly 80 kilometers and or 18 hours of walking throughout the whole day. So last year we started at, I think it was 4 a.m. and we finished at like 10 or 10:30 p.m. at night at Father Mercury Track. And the funniest part was that after we were laying on the ground, we each told each other that we're never doing this again. And then look at us now.
I'm in shock. I knew it was going to be a lot, but I didn't think it was actually that. And like, I'll admit, in some interviews when I hear something that's really shocking, I overplay it at times, but I did not think that it was that long. I thought it would be maybe 5-6 hours, maybe, you know, 10 kilometers, but what, 80 kilometers, 18 hours? That's unbelievable.
I just want to add on to that. When Daniel and Nick had originally pitched the idea to me last year, I was like, oh, how bad can it be? I went into it not thinking it was going to be hard, but it was probably like one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life. So I think when people think about the challenge and they start to consider donating, and then you think more about how hard it is for us to complete list, I definitely encourage everybody listening right now to donate, because it is really hard on our bodies, but it is worth it because we're trying to raise money for a really good cause, and it's really important right now in this given time. So yeah, I really encourage everybody to check out our page and consider donating.
Let's just say by the end of that challenge, I could not walk up the stairs under my own power.
We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to continue our talk with Daniel and Nick Keys, along with their friend, Lindsay Janes.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103 Points. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over Zoom are three individuals. We have twin brothers Daniel and Nick Keys, and we also have their friend Lindsay Janes. And we're talking about an initiative that they will be undertaking this weekend, walking, or I guess taking 100,000 steps in order to shine a light on mental health resources and to hopefully raise some funds for the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo. And I know, Daniel, you kind of mentioned it earlier, and I wanted to get Lindsay and Nick's thoughts as well. And you were talking about how there are countless organizations in Fort McMurray were which you easily could have supported through this initiative, and you chose the Canadian Mental Health Association. And I have a great partnership with them, just having them come on. And I think it's really important that we talk more about mental health. Nothing to say that women's mental health isn't important, as it is, but I think we need to talk more about men's mental health, because men are more likely not to reach out for help. Maybe just talk a little bit, Nick and Lindsay, about why mental health was, you know, the big driver for maybe getting you two back on the road, so to speak, and, you know, forcing yourself to walk 18-19 hours in one day.
Well, I'll go on and say how we did consider a couple of other charities, but I think secretly in the back of our minds, the three of us, we thought mental health would have probably been the best option with the circumstances Daniel had mentioned and all the ones this great community has gone through in the past few years, the 2016 wildfire, the 2020 flood, and then of course the pandemic we're still living through. So I think mental health was going to be the choice, honestly, right from the get-go. Of course, we did do our research on the other ones, see if there could be another potential candidate. But I think mental health was probably going to be the most important one. And in regards to men's mental health, it's not spoken out enough a lot. I think there's a statistic out there that's most suicides are by men, potentially. Mm-hmm. And it just goes to show that there's that overarching theme behind men, that they are the tough, the brutes, the ones who don't have anything that bothers them. They're overcoming all the challenges, and there's a lot underneath the picture that's painted on the outside. So definitely the conversations about that need to be spoken about. Hopefully this fundraiser can spark a little bit more conversation about the important topics that need to be discussed. Mental health, I think, was going to be the right choice right from the beginning, in my personal opinion. I'm very happy that we chose to do that fundraiser. I think it's going to be a really good one.
So we've temporarily lost Lindsay, and hopefully she'll be able to rejoin us. The one downside of Zoom, Microsoft over the phone, but hopefully, fingers crossed, she can come back. Daniel, maybe just touch a little bit about talks that you've had with CMHA. I'm assuming you guys have been reaching out to them. Have they shared their thoughts on the initiative?
Yes. Sir, just before I was able to add on to like...
What yeah, Nick sorry. Well. Go for it.
Yeah, no, of course. The only one thing I'd like to add on to what Nick said was just about, I think maybe now that the pandemic is starting to be over a bit, maybe people are starting to underestimate the effects it actually had on individuals, because during isolation, you were literally isolated from people. I think as well, there was some aspect of emotional isolation and lack of connection with people. And I think both for women and men, that really can make relationships suffer, friendships suffer, even potentially like family issues develop even more. And I think, of course, like men in general naturally being inclined to not share that information with them, and then getting into this monotonous routine with whatever you're doing at home really can hammer that. So again, that's why we hope that this creates some awareness and helps people speak out more and seek the services that they require.
All right. And going back to the CMHA, have you guys had any talks yet with the organization? And if so, what are their thoughts?
I think Nick would probably be best to answer that question.
Yeah, I've been in talks with the events coordinator, Mike, over at CMHA Wood Buffalo. He's been absolutely amazing in every regard to helping us organize the website, helping us edit any kind of donation goal we want to set on the website that everyone can go and link through. I had a great 20-minute phone call to pitch him this idea in order to get CMHA's go for the fundraiser, to have their support and their permission, I suppose. They're also being tremendously kind to us and donating 3 t-shirts for our walk specifically, with our logo and CMHA logo for this specific walk. So you'll be able to see that logo on our Facebook page, 100,000 Steps for Mental Health. But in talks with CMHA, they've been great, and they've been absolutely just the best so far.
Okay. And thankfully, we got Lindsay back here. And so let's go back to the previous question, because I had previewed it at the beginning. But we heard from Daniel and Nick, who kind of shared their thoughts on, you know, the importance of highlighting mental health and, you know, that it's okay to not be okay. Just get your thoughts on that, Lindsay.
I mean, I know Daniel, Nick as well, both value mental health, and this day and age, it's really becoming a more and more important issue, and everybody's becoming more aware of it. And so I just encourage every single person listening to this, if you are struggling, if you need somebody to talk to, please reach out to somebody. I just think mental health is incredibly important, and it needs more awareness more than it ever has before, especially with COVID-19 and everything like that. So, yeah, I think it was probably the best decision we could have made to choose mental health as a area to fundraise for.
Mm-hmm. And I like that message there. And I also want to add too that if you think someone may be struggling, and if it turns out that they're not, just asking them how they are doing goes such a long way. And this comes from somebody myself who's been close to ending everything, and having just a few people ask how I was doing definitely helped a lot. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters, but don't go anywhere, as coming up after the break, we're going to finish our talk with Daniel and Nick Keys, along with their friend, Lindsay Janes.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters, brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio. And if you're just tuning into the show right now, joining me over Zoom are three friends. We have twin brothers Daniel and Nick Keys, along with Lindsay Janes. And we're talking about an initiative that they are undertaking this weekend, walking 100,000 steps, looking to raise some funds for the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo and just shine a light on mental health in general. I'm curious, Daniel, Lindsay, you two aren't in Fort McMurray at this time, but for the walk, are you guys coming up here? And I'm seeing some head shake right now, the benefit of doing it over Zoom. So I'm curious, where is the walk starting from? And I guess there's not really an end point. Is this going to be an end point when you hit 100,000? But is there an estimate on, I guess, you know, the destination or the route you guys are going to be taking?
Yeah, so I'm only in Edmonton for the day today, actually. I just had an appointment here, so I'm in Fort McMurray, like, working and everything.
Okay.
I know, to speak on behalf of Daniel, he will be coming to Fort McMurray to complete the walk with us that weekend. We will probably just be starting at our houses. We both live in Thickwood. We'll probably meet up for a majority of the morning. Most of the world will be sleeping. Most of Fort McMurray will be sleeping, so we'll probably just be walking around trying to get some steps in. But during the day, we will probably spend a lot of time at the local tracks up in Thickwood and Timberley area, just so that people were in one spot, and if people do want to join us for a little bit, they can just go to those places. We will be updating on our Facebook page and on our personal Instagrams, but definitely for the public, look out for our Facebook page, because we will be updating our location frequently on there if you are interested in walking with us. And we'll probably just end wherever we end up. Yeah.
All right. Just make sure you don't end up just in the middle of nowhere and you're just like, well, I guess I got to do another 100,000 steps just to get back to where we started. But you brought up an interesting point too, and maybe Nick and Daniel can kind of touch on it. You guys are encouraging others to take part. Obviously, they don't have to do the 100,000. I'm going to be completely honest. I made a joke about me going to fast food. I cannot walk 100,000 steps. I would die probably after 1,000. I'm dying, you know, hour one. But you are encouraging others to take part, whether it's two steps, one step. If they want to do the 100,000, feel free. But I know that's a big part of this initiative.
Yeah, I think the only thing that we'd say is just anyone that can support in any way they can is like more than welcome to, simply because the more people, the more awareness, the more it gets out there, the more help and potential people can have. So we also have, I think we've been in talks with the Fort McMurray Runners and Hikers group, and they also said they'd like to participate and walk, not obviously the entire 100,000 steps, but maybe even 10,000 steps. And we've even encouraged people who maybe be out of town to send videos of them completing 10,000 steps, for example, which is like a normal daily goal people may have. But otherwise, yeah, I think it's really just the more people, the merrier, in the fact that like we can hopefully achieve our goal and we'll perhaps beat our goal and just help as many people as we can.
All right. Well, we're running out of time here, so it's time we get into the really important part of the interview. How can people you kind of touched on how they can take part either by following you guys on social media to see where you are or just posting videos. But for those who want to donate to your cause, and again, the funds will be going to the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo, how can they do so?
they can go straight to our Facebook page. If you type in 100,000 steps for mental health, hopefully it shows up quite at the top. There's a link there that they can simply click on, access. They would be able to see a few photos, our donation goal, how far we are away from it, a couple of a little bit of a bio about our story, about why we're doing this, and last year's pictures. They can donate just about almost any amount they choose to. Our goal currently is $3,000, but if it starts to take off, we will ask absolutely for, you know, more and go from there. But it's currently in all of our Instagram bios and especially our Facebook page. Facebook page would be the best way to reach it. 100,000 steps for mental health. Type it right into Facebook.
All right.
Yeah, I think just to clarify again, like what Nick was saying, is the link to the website is on the Facebook page and in our Instagram bios as well.
Okay. All right. Well, we're out of time here, but Daniel, Nick, Lindsay, I appreciate you all taking a couple minutes to come on the show. Best of luck with the walk. I hope to hopefully come out. I'll stop myself from hitting 1,000 before I die, but I look forward to taking part myself, and hopefully you guys can break that goal of yours.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Once again, that was Daniel and Nick Keys, along with Lindsay Janes, who will each be taking 100,000 steps to raise funds for the Canadian Mental Health Association of Wood Buffalo. It will happen this Saturday, July the 10th. They will be starting at 3 a.m., hoping to finish late in the day, and they are encouraging anyone to join them. You don't have to do the entire 100,000. If you do, feel free, but just to come along. And if you can donate, a link can be found on the Mixed News page. Now that's all the time we have for today on Fort McMurray Matters, but make sure to tune into Mix 103.7 every weekday at noon to hear the interviews that matter to you and your community. Once again, I'm Jaron Vecchio, and this has been Fort McMurray Matters.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at Mix1037FM.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.